This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Well, we've covered some ground today. We talked about president's speech. We talked about the government shutdown. We talked about the nonsense of the border wall. We talked about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We talked about Romney. We talked about Rosenstein. Boy, KJRadio.com, if you want to catch any of that action, anytime you want, podcast on demand, anytime you want it. Just go there, Spreaker, iTunes, search for The Kevin Jackson Show. You can find me. Download it. Send it to your friends. I hope you will. You can call me, 844-551-8255, too, if you want to chat. Anyway, a lot more to discuss. Ocasio-Cortez wants a 70% tax rate on people, and somebody else, Julian Castro, who says he's going to be a presidential candidate, he says a 90% isn't too much. Once you've made a certain amount of money, why not 90%? Why do they want all this? To fund Medicare. They're looking for a clever way to fund Medicare, because they've been asked many times before, how are you going to fund it?
Well, I don't know.
There's a poll about people wanting to leave the U.S. I call BS on this poll. Like I've called BS on Trump's popularity, what do people think about his policies or whatever. You can't not like Trump's policies. You may want to tweak them a bit and go, I'd do this or that. But in terms of what his motivation for doing it, I've been probably 95% in lockstep with the guy. That's a lot more than you are with most people. But I want to begin with a story that's kind of interesting to me. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not quite sure why. So I'd like to work it out on air with you. So there's this UFC star. Her name is Pollyanna Viana. And she just beat the crap out of this dude after he tried to rob her. Yeah. She beats the crap out of this guy and submits him. Now, I just mentioned she's a UFC fighter. He begged her to call the cops in fear of another beating. And I want you to think about that. This is a woman who was under attack by a thief and she beats the dog out of the guy. This is crazy. So here's the deal. She was waiting for her Uber in Rio de Janeiro when this guy comes up to her. And he demands that she hand over her phone. And he says, I got a gun. And so while he's talking about, hand over your phone, he's got this gun supposedly in his hand. She punched him and kicked him and had him in a rear naked choke instantaneously. And this 26-year-old female MMA fighter kept this guy in submission while she waited for the cops to arrive. And here's how she described it. She says, when I saw him, he sat next to me. He asked me the time. I said it. And I saw he wasn't going to leave. So I already moved to put my cell phone in my waist. And then he said, give me the phone. Don't try to react because I'm armed. Then he put his hand over a gun. And she says, I realized it was too soft. The gun was a cardboard cutout. So the first warning I would tell people, and I'm working it out here on air with you, is don't bring a cardboard gun to a fight with an MMA or a martial arts expert. It won't go well for you. So here's what she says. He was really close to me, so I thought, if it's a gun, he won't have time to draw it. So I stood up, threw two punches and a kick. He fell, then I caught him in a rear naked choke, sat him down in the same place we were before, and said, now we'll wait for the police. Now, I love this story for a lot of reasons. Number one, it shows that women don't need protection. There are women that can take care of themselves. I know many of them. I know some women that are bad to the bone. I would tell any guy, don't pick that fight. That lady is going to destroy you. your children will never look at you the same. But I also see it as kind of a cautionary tale. I think the Democrats are terrorists. They're gangsters. And I, from my perspective, I see the guy coming up with a cardboard gun as the Democrats and us, the conservatives, as Viana. Person minding their own business, going through life, achieving things on their own, not looking to bother anybody. And they walk up and they pull a gun on us. And they try to dictate everything, including profiling who we are. Yeah, I think I'm getting to the crux of this. See, because I'm not telling robbers who to rob, but I wouldn't just go up and say, I'm going to take this girl's cell phone or that guy's cell phone. I mean, I don't know how you profile. I've never been a person to look for predator and prey, but I'm saying I wouldn't make an assumption, but the Democrats do. They make an assumption. Oh, they're weak. They're not going to protect themselves, or they have an established narrative of who you are. You're not going to fight. What are you going to do when I accuse you of being a homophobe or a racist or a misogynist or whatever else they're going to choose? Because they choose stuff all the time. Yeah, they make us out to be bad guys. So I'm just working this out because the story caught me, and it didn't catch me. I mean, I watch a lot of stuff from martial arts, but I don't really care about the female fighters. Even though I will tell you, I was into that fight with Cyborg and Nunez, where Nunez shocked the world and beat Cyborg. But generally speaking, I don't watch female combatants. You know, I know men fight much harder and we're much tougher, so I'd rather watch that. But I love this story. And the minute I saw it, I was like, wow. You know, because here, I guess part of it is this too. Feminists would say, oh, you know, wow, he shouldn't have attacked that girl. Then when she wins, they go, look at us, we're all strong. Yeah, but could have gone the other way. And what about gun control? I mean, there's an aspect to the story about that. It touches on all these things, and I really wish I'd come to this conclusion, you know, baked it more before I talked about it, but I want you to understand how we get things, and I start to synthesize it. And, of course, there's a draw to it because I'm a martial artist, and I like when the martial artist wins in the battle. Because in this case, she deserved to win. The guy wants something for nothing. Why should he get something for nothing? And I liked her attitude. It says, yeah, I'm assessing the situation. I figured, okay, my odds are pretty good. Boom, 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 boom. It's over. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. I don't know why that one struck me. People want to leave the U.S.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
People want to leave the United States of America. You buy that? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Do you buy that people want to leave this country? I want you to understand. This is a poll from a reputable company called Gallup. And they're going to give us some stats about people, Americans, who want to leave the country. And I saw this story and went, these people are out of their minds. What is Gallup trying to get us to believe? And here's the reason. While they're telling us people want to leave, we are fortifying our border. It's not to keep people in. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. This is why I don't believe the polls. This is why I call BS. Gallup wrote this. While Donald Trump has spent much of his presidency focused on the number of people who want to get into the United States since he took office, record numbers of Americans have wanted out. Now, I'm going to stop there for just a second and ask a very simple question, because this is the way my mind works. What's stopping them? If you want to leave the United States, it ain't like Scientology. It ain't like you got to go through all kinds of questioning and you got to sign all kinds of documents and NDAs that say, I don't want to be a part of it. You know, but I won't talk bad about you. If you want to leave the United States, go. Get the heck out. It's hard for me to believe that the Gallup is actually trying to sell this nonsense. Let me tell you, when I used to hear Gallup, Rasmussen, you know, whatever, all these various Reuters, all these polls, I was like, they polled. You know, they got a good sampling of Americans. This is what this is about. I don't believe a poll. I don't know when's the last time I believed a poll. Here's what they said. Though relatively average by global standards, the 16% of Americans overall who said in 2017 and again in 2018 that they would like to permanently move to another country, if they could, is higher than the average levels during Bush, George W. Bush, 11%, or Barack Obama, 10%. Interesting. 16%. So Bush, it was 11%. And of course, with baby black Jesus, it was 10%. Nobody, only 10% wanted to leave who could leave during the Obama era. And here's some of the little peculiarities. While Gallup's World Poll does not ask people about their political leanings, most of the recent surge in Americans' desire to migrate has come among groups that typically lean, Democratic, and that have disapproved of Trump's job performance so far in his presidency. And then they name them women, young Americans, and people in low-income groups. Let's evaluate. Women, most employed in the history of them taking employment polls. Young Americans, formerly basement dwellers during the time of baby black Jesus, now gainfully employed. People in low-income groups, no status change. So here's what I would say about this polling, which I don't believe, by the way. But what's changed? It's gotten better for two of the groups, and it's pretty much status quo for poor folks. I think it's better for them as well, personally. But let's just say that it is status quo for the sake of this discussion. Why is Donald Trump going at 60% higher in terms of people wanting to leave under Trump than under Obama? Here's what they said. During the first 2 years of the Trump administration, a record high, 1 in 5 U.S. women said they would like to move to another country permanently if they could. Okay. I'd love them to tell us where they would go. Here's what I would suggest. I would suggest that when they do these types of polls, they say, these are the people. I mean, you could call yourself out by name, because they were very quick to point out that if they could leave, I believe conservatives are willing to do this. If 16% of Americans want to leave this country, we'll get them out. We'll get them out. In fact, we'll get them signed up on France's welfare system or Germany's. We'll just send them over. In other words, we'll pay for your plane ride to go to Germany and invade. Go to Mexico and invade. Cuba and invade. And then you get on the system. But we will cover your flight. And I'll even do this. I'll make first and last month's rent payment. I bet many of us would do it. Are you willing? My producers seem to be willing. This is twice, they said, of the average for women during Obama, who only 10% of women said they wanted to leave, and the Bush years, 11%. They said almost twice the level among men, 13% under Trump. Before the Trump years, there was no difference between men's and women's desires to move. So women's desires to move have gone up, because we all know from the media that Trump is not good for women. Oh, no, 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 no. He is a terrible president for women. What are you talking about, Willis, whoever? Yeah. They said the 30% of Americans younger than 30 who would like to move also represents a new high. So the younger folks who've experienced nothing but great things under Donald Trump, they want out. Mm-hmm. They said it's the group in which the gender gap is the largest, too. 40% of younger women, 40% of women younger than 30 said they would like to move, compared with 20% of men. These gender gaps narrow with age and eventually disappear after age 50. So you get smarter with age, as we obviously can see. I don't believe these polls. But you know what? Fine. Millennials, you want to go? Same deal. We will put you on a plane, send you away, give you first and last month's rent. You got to come up with security deposit. Go get on Germany's welfare system and send a letter every now and then. But they said this, more than anything else, Trump himself may be the primary motivator. Regression analysis shows that regardless of differences by gender, age, or income, if Americans disapprove of the job Trump is doing, they are more likely to leave the U.S. overall. 22% of Americans who disapprove of Trump's job performance during his first 2 years said they would like to move, compared with 7% who approve. I'd love to get more deeply into this and talk to these folks. I'd love to do a panel and see where these people came up with these ideas. If you want to ask me as a professional, what's our disjoint? Our disjoint is, how can these people want to leave when you finally have a president who's doing stuff? Do you have a job? Are you improving? Yes or no? I think most of them are improving. So I'm trying to figure out how these guys have come to this conclusion. But they said, after years of remaining flat, the number of Americans, particularly young women, who desire to leave the U.S. permanently is on the rise. And this fair poll by Gallup wants you to believe that it's because Trump has been a polarizing factor.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is taking part in a roundtable discussion on immigration in McAllen, Texas. The president believes our U.S.-Mexican border needs to be beefed up.
The tremendous flood of illegal immigration, drug trafficking, human trafficking, a phenomena that has been going on for 1,000 years or more.
With no end in sight of the partial government shutdown, Vice President Mike Pence says it's time for Democrats to start negotiating.
Democrats continue to maintain the position that they will not negotiate until the president reopens the government. That's with the crisis we have on our southern border, the American people deserve better.
JCPenney, Macy's, and Sears all announced they are closing underperforming stores starting this spring. The store closings will take place all across the country. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it's me, and the governor. Y'all problem is y'all just sitting up there and collecting a check. If y'all really want to run the city of Detroit, come around here in every block of the city of Detroit, look through these houses if they ain't no good, tear that down so people can stop finding dead relatives in these damn houses and pay these damn Detroit cops what they supposed to earn for being out here protecting the city of Detroit. If not, put my in office. I'll show you how I damn run the city of damn Detroit, and I don't know nothing about it, but I learn quick, fast, and hurt to get y'all sorry up out of here and do the right damn thing. That's why the hell the city of Detroit, that's why people don't want to come to the city of Detroit, because y'all sorry getting off your and doing it with y'all damn family members. Y'all to do the right damn thing, so kiss my black and get off the office.
Welcome, everybody. Woo, that woman is hot. She is hot, and rightfully so. She's mad because she lives in one of these hellholes known as an urban indoctrination center, a.k.a. cities. And she's sick of it. And there are many people like her. I'm just telling you, it's a fact. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. This woman, I'm so proud of her for coming on. She went on TV and said that. This was on Fox News. And I mean, do you know how many bleeps they... I mean, we didn't bleep out the word damn, but look at how many bleeps we had to have for that story. She's hot. Many blacks are mad. Don't just think it's her. Many blacks are upset. Who was I talking to? We were talking about like being representatives of your people. And I said something like, well, join a party. In other words, whoever was being targeted, it was along the lines of, what do people think when they think of, you know, blacks, especially young black men? And I'm in that category. I said they think of a thug, you know, violent crime, lack of education, all these different things. And I get upset about it. I mean, I don't want to be stereotyped in that way, you know, but I get it. Believe me. Overwhelmingly, black men are intelligent. They're very smart, you know, very accomplished. But you know the problem? A very small percentage of them are doing crazy stuff. Let me break this down for you. So, as a rule, roughly 3% of the population, that's black men between certain ages, like the ages of, say, 18 to 30, commit almost 50% of the violent crimes in America. Okay? Think about the number of black men who are ages 18 to 30 who don't commit any violent crime. Overwhelming number that doesn't. For the sake of discussion, let's just say it's an 80-20 percentage. 80% have nothing to do with violent crime. So of the 3%, only 20% of that. So it's 0.6%. 0.6% of the black population is committing almost 50% of the crime in this country. And you know who they're committing it against mostly? People that look just like them. Oh, my gosh. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. 844-551-8255. A judge said blacks are worse on each other than the KKK was on blacks. This judge is from Montgomery County, Tennessee. He told a man accused of murder that crime from black men in hoodies poses a greater threat to blacks than the KKK. General Sessions Judge Wayne Shelton made the remarks in a court hearing recently during the trial of Vincent Bryan Merriweather. And here's what he went on to say. He said, I grew up in a time where people wore white robes and they shot at black people. And now we see young men wearing black hoodies, shooting at black men, and doing a much more effective job than the Klan ever thought about doing. And he's 100% right, this judge. This judge is telling you the truth. God, I watch a lot of these cop shows. And I watched one the other day and it's funny to watch all the lies. That's why I'm telling you, when I would turn on the TV and the black people would say, oh, like the story where they said, that white man did a drive-by and killed that little seven-year-old girl at a Walmart in Houston or somewhere. And it turned out it was a black dude, a 20-year-old black man. But the mother of the child who was killed said it was a white guy. Witnesses said it was a white guy. Same thing happened with Michael Brown. That cop just went up to Michael Brown, and Michael Brown was like, hands up, don't shoot. And he just shot that man right in his face. It was a lie. It was a blatant lie. But they want to pretend that, you know, all this is happening, and they get Kaepernick or some knucklehead to go take a knee. Because black people are being oppressed, man. Yeah, if black people are being oppressed, we're being oppressed by our own people. And that's what this judge said. This guy Merriweather that he was talking about, that he was telling this to, is accused with two other men of being in an exchange of gunfire with people in another car in Clarksville on November the 19th. That exchange resulted in Antorius Galleon, age 22, being killed. Cedric Stacker, 23, Marquez Lamar Kelly, 25, also face homicide charges in this case. So this is one of these deals where nobody could possibly win. These dudes are all shooting at each other, right? They kill a guy, Antorius Galleon, a brother who's got no beef with anybody. He just gets caught in the crossfire. But you know what? Kaepernick wants to take a knee. People want to support him and hold up fists. The NFL wants to make it about social justice. Black Lives Matter believes they have a case. White enablers try to pretend that the real violence like this is being created by some white person and the cops are doing this. Shelton had previously, the judge had drawn a previous comparison. They said, after a Clarksville man had been gunned down while leaving a high school party in 2015, Sheldon remarked, what a horrible tragedy this is. Black lives matter. The Klan doesn't exist anymore, he said. Who doesn't care about black lives now? I'll let you answer that. I'm tired of black men killing black men. If I offended anyone, I can't help it. And he doesn't need to help it. Doesn't need to help it. What needs to help it is America needs to wake up to the real problem. The real problem is we have far too many young black men who don't have role models. And let me tell you something. I was looking at this gang show the other day. And a dude, he ran a gang for years. Got caught up, went to prison in his 20s. Probably around 20. Gets out 10 years later. And wants to avoid the gang mentality. But he goes back to the streets. And He finds himself back dealing with gangs. Well, a cop pulls him over in a stop, and he said, this is the guy. He said the story this way. He says, man, you know, I know what comes up on my record. And he says, and the cop comes over, man, he's all jittery and fidgety. And he says, so, you know, we got to tussling. He says, he beats this cop to within an inch of his life, and somebody pulled him off the cop, and then he took off running. Goes back to prison for another 10 years or so. And what he starts talking about, the little time that he spent out, he said it was a very different world. He says, in the old school, I mean, this guy's still young. He says, back in the day, we had honor. To be in the gang, we had a hierarchy. People honored the people that, you know, started the gang and all this. He goes, today, it is about money. He goes, gangs don't fight each other now. They just go and work to both make money together. They can make money. They don't care what it is. He says they don't care about hierarchy, leadership, or whatever. He goes, the streets are far more dangerous now than they were when I went to prison. It isn't getting any better, folks, is what I'm telling you. And then another one, he said his mom moved him from one set, and this is in St. Louis, moved him from, I don't know what part of St. Louis, moved him to another place over in North County. He said, my mom wanted me to get out of that whole life. He goes, and I mean, I'm telling you, this guy said this point blank. He goes, in a 1 mile radius of where we moved, he goes, in the last week, there have been 5 murders within a 1 mile radius of where I stand right now, where the news crew, the documentary crew was filming him. He goes, my mama didn't take me out of anything. She put me in a more dangerous area because of my gang affiliations. And the whole time they were there, he's like, okay, watch this car right here. Let's watch it. We got to watch them. See what's up. You know, that's the lives these kids lead. But the left is going to set a different narrative. The left wants us to believe something wholly different about what's going on in America. It's about the cops. Cops are the people doing it. Well, don't believe it, folks. Remember that clip I played at the beginning of this segment? Where that black lady is upset at leadership. Black people are upset at leadership in every one of these major cities around the country. And they are waiting for us to offer real solutions. Things are going to change the trajectory of some of these kids. And the Tea Party community and Kevin Jackson, we are committed to doing it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now, there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged, when lethal force is necessary. Reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You laid out a lot of programs there. One of the questions you're going to face if you run is how you're going to pay for them. Let me show you something. The newest, youngest member of Congress right now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, said that's going to air on 60 Minutes tonight about how to pay for things.
You look at our tax rates back in the 60s, and when you have a progressive tax rate system, your tax rate, you know, let's say from zero to $75,000 may be 10% or 15%, etc. But once you get to, like, the tippy tops, on your 10 millionth dollar, sometimes you see tax rates as high as 60 or 70%.
Can you support a tax increase like that once you hit $10 million, 60, 70%?
Oh, I can support folks at the top paying their fair share. As you know, George, there was a time in this country where the top marginal tax rate was over 90%. Even during Reagan's era in the 1980s, it was around 50%. So do I support, in order to have something like Medicare for All, that we ask folks that are in the top 0.05% or 0.5% or the top 1% to pay more, and also that we get more serious about making sure that corporations pay their fair share, and that we're smart about understanding how, instead of folks having to pay sky-high premiums to companies that are seeking a profit to deliver health care, that we can have a better system where people can get good health care and have peace of mind, even if that means that we rearrange where those dollars go. Yeah, I support that.
I got to tell you, I'm fascinated by Democrats and their lack of They don't believe they can ever be anything. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to 60% to 70%. I want you to think about it. I don't know what you do for a living, but the idea that somebody wants to cap your performance and say, look, everything you do after this, it doesn't matter. What are you going to do? Just think about it. Let's take Ocasio's 70% tax bracket, okay? So what she's not going to tell you is all the other taxes. So they take 70% off the top, all right? Well, here are your other taxes. If you have a nice home, you're paying a lot more in taxes on that home. You're paying a sales tax. Now, up to a certain amount of money, a couple hundred grand or whatever, you're paying double, because you're probably self-employed. You're matching your own Social Security funds. You get no tax benefits. You don't get any type of deductions. None of that. When you have that kind of money, whatever your tax rate is, that you pay it. There's no, you don't get enough things to offset it. So by the time it's all said and done, between sales tax and excise taxes, it's 70%. You'd be fortunate if you took 15% of that actually home that was yours. You'd be fortunate. So anything you did over $10 million, you'd have to tell yourself, it's only worth 15, a dollar's only worth 15 cents. Now, for some people, that may be worth it. If you're worth if you're going to make $100 million and you're okay with giving 85 to the government, it isn't doing jack for you, they're not paving your streets with gold, and you're okay with 15 million, that's fine. But why would you? I mean, you know, there comes a point where, okay, maybe it has to be a higher number. So let's say you make $10 million, and then you do $100 million and get you another 15. So you're at 25. What incentive would I have to go make another $100 million? Because I'm only going to go to $40 million. The government's going to get another 85. Why would I do it? You understand? I don't understand these people. A 70% tax rate. And then the other guy, he comes on and says, yeah, I could understand a 90%. I mean, during the time of Reagan, you know, it was 50. Reagan was doing what he could to reduce it, because Jimmy Carter, it was 90 during the Carter era. And Reagan went, we're reducing these taxes. This is ridiculous. Will Smith did an interview in France, and he was like, they were talking about taxes, and he was like, well, I just think we need to pay our fair share. Yeah. And then they told him what the French tax rate was, and he went, what? Like 73? Wow. I'll never forget. I saw the video. We played the audio years ago. But he was like, nah, I think that may be too much right there. You know, and so what is it? The question we should be asking, besides what our tax rate should be, and here's what's interesting. The Democrats never ask this question. I don't know if you've even thought of this. Probably, because you're bright people. But why aren't we asking this question? Why can't the government survive on about 20% of the average person's income? Why can't they survive on that? I'll ask you this. There are agents that represent athletes, okay? They are amazing at what they do. And a good agent might get 15%. I will venture to tell you it's lower than that. People that sell houses, realtors, the highest I've ever heard is they get 6%. And many times they have to split that. with a, you know, because there's a listing broker and a selling broker. So they have to split it sometimes. When I was a manufacturer's rep, the highest that we ever got was 15%, and it was on a dog line that you couldn't sell. When on an average product line, 5% was what we got, and many times we had to split it because they split it between point of sale, delivery, and warehousing. So you could lose up to two-thirds. What you always hoped is that the sale was going to occur in your territory, get shipped there, and warehoused there. Because then you got the full 5%. And we built thriving businesses on 5%. And the government can't operate on 20%. 40%. The government, it takes the highest dollar earners and essentially charges 40% on their taxes and can't survive. The government taxes everything in the food chain. I've gone through this. The government taxes, as I said, the seed that you the land you're going to plant on, it taxes the seed that you plant. It taxes the crop that you wholesale. It taxes the wholesale that you retail. All the way through the food chain. It taxes it all at some crazy amount of money and can never make a living. Now, you want to ask yourself why? Go look at any of the policies that these, where this money's going, where we've got these entitlements and discretionary income, discretionary spending, I should say, and ask yourself, why are we giving this? I wouldn't give this clown government a dollar of my money to spend or invest. I'm happy to support it because it's my duty as a citizen to pay taxes. It's not my duty as a citizen to get railroaded and be made to pay the taxes that we've been having to pay. And then what's the outcome? What has government got its hands in? Government funds public education. How's that working? Government funds the post office. How's that working? Government funds welfare. How's that working? I mean, the government doesn't fund anything that isn't wasteful and full of fraud. That's what government does. Us having control of our money is the smartest thing we could do. And the government understands that, and they don't want that to happen. Because if we ever stopped and evaluated and asked ourselves, what is the maximum amount of money you should get for not having to make jack? 20% is too much. I mean, I've got a, so I have a concept. I'm going to manufacture a product. So I'm going to do it in my garage or whatever, and I start making the product, okay? I got my family involved. We're not taking salaries or whatever. And the government comes in. It doesn't matter what stage of your evolution and says, okay, give me my 40%+. Let's just call it 50 for the sake of discussion. Give me my half for doing absolutely nothing. Oh, Kevin, I'm doing stuff for you. I'm building roads and bridges. Yeah, but don't we have to have roads and bridges just to move around anyway? I get it. Well, are you charging me 50 cents for roads and bridges? Well, you got to remember, I'm protecting you. Oh, that's right. The FDA protects me because every drug that they've ever approved, they've had to, that's been recalled, they approved. They're protecting me from what? Hillary's emails? What are they just protecting me from? They don't want to build a border wall. They don't want to protect my job. They don't want to protect my person. They give money to studies that are mostly based in academia. They have nothing to do with me. They proliferate social justice and not things that bring money into the economy. They convince people of fake narratives about whom? About me. The people like me. The people that are out there working their butts off to make things happen. I got to leave it there, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.